chances there on the power play, just what do you see overall, especially that first one, and then you're able to power through.
Yeah, you don't usually win too many games when you don't capitalize on a 5-on-3, especially for that amount of time. So, listen, it's no secret we're missing one of the best power play guys on the planet right now. The first game, we got to work some things out. We're not panicking over it, but it's going to just take some time to adjust. We did it last year, but we had some time to prepare. So, guys are just going to get into some spots, and there's going to be some guys moving around a little bit, and we'll work on that. So, but, special teams was huge today. We, I thought 5-on-5, we played a really good game. Certainly had the chances to win it, but when you go over on the power play with that many chances, it's a little frustrating.
So the next couple of days can be?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we're home for a while. We have a couple of days here to work on some things. You get some kinks out, so. It's early in the season, like I said. Obviously, there's going to be some adjustments and some guys moving in and out of position, especially on the power play without Cooch. So we'll work on it. Like I said, we're not too concerned. We got guys that can fill in. But in saying that, it certainly cost us tonight not executing and just not generating enough on those chances.
Steven, how much different is it, compared to last year where, you had a training camp and you kind of could prepare for being without Cooch versus, obviously in the middle of the season?
Yeah, like I just said, it's going to take time. So nothing we can do about it now other than continue to work on it. And we have some practice days here, so we'll do that. And we'll look to watch some video, maybe draw on some things from last year, what worked, what didn't, and progress from there.
Can you kind of think back to that 5-on-3 and maybe something you would maybe try to do differently? Was there too much passing around the perimeter?
No, I mean, listen, it's, our 5-on-3, was working pretty well. When Cooch is there, it's just, it happens so quick when we're used to having some plays and we have some set plays and this and that, and now guys are kind of all over the place. So it is what it is. It's unfortunate that we weren't able to capitalize, but we got some guys that can still make some plays and hit the puck around. We'll have to focus on maybe simplifying a little bit and getting some more shots. You don't have a guy like Cooch that can slow it down and create some lanes. So, like I said, we'll work on it.
Obviously, he's a world-class player, but what makes him the best at that position on the wall?
You guys tell us. I mean, you see him every day. I don't think you guys see it. So, I don't know how many times we can answer that question. He just sees plays that guys don't. He has a sense for the game that a lot of guys in this league don't have. So nothing we can do about it now other than hope it's not too long for him and that he gets healthy quick. And we'll continue to work hard. Like I said, I like most of our game today. We'll address the special teams in the next couple of days.
Is the good news that this is happening game 4 and you've got time to make adjustments and not game 82?
I guess, yeah. There's always a positive in certain things. So. We can't dwell on the fact that, Cooch isn't here now. We know it's a big loss for us, but, if things are like this are going to happen, Bo goes out for a while, at least it's happening now, and hopefully we can just kind of weather the storm like we did last year and put ourselves in a good position.
You guys are comfortable playing close games, but you have the first goal in all 4 games to this point. Is that concerning you, though, it's only 4 games in?
I mean, it's not a trend we want to continue, but you said it's 4 games in, so let's just get better in some areas. I feel like the 5-on-5 play has kind of gotten better each and every game so far, so that's a positive. We didn't like how we started. We're trending in the right direction. Obviously, we want to play a little more with the league. We want to generate a little more offense, 5-on-5. We'll look to do that. We're still kind of making some matching lines here, trying to find some chemistry early, so we'll continue to do that, and hopefully we can have a better start next year.
That breakaway you had, you came out and challenged you like that, is that almost like you were going to go for like a move, or like you could have...
Well, I saw he was out really far, and thought I made a pretty good, shot fake on him, and thought I had him going around. I don't know if it was a stick that came out and kind of caught my skate or whatever, so... a good poke check, but yeah, definitely noticed he was far. I didn't have much to shoot at. Thought I could go around him and get a good stick there. And that's what happened.